Welcome to Nale Yoga, the podcast with Yoga Nidra journeys for deep rest and more. I'm Ruthie Eisenberg, and I'm happy to be here with you today. Before we begin, please take a moment to subscribe to help this podcast grow. Now let's get started. Please lie down on your back in a quiet space with all the supports you need to feel comfortable. Place your spine in complete alignment with your feet comfortably apart, your arms loosely by your sides, and the palms of your hands facing the sky. Tilt your forehead slightly to elongate the back of the neck. And find yourself in complete symmetry and stability. You are now invited to close your eyes, if you feel comfortable with that, and keep them closed for the duration of the practice. Make a commitment to remain still. Now take a deep breath in through the nose and exhale completely through the mouth, melting all of the worries and tensions. Take another deep breath in through the nose and exhale out all of the stresses and tensions, melting into the surface beneath you. Now soften your shoulders, your knees and elbows, allowing your heartbeat to consciously slow down, grounding yourself in complete stillness and security and symmetry. And take another moment to make any final adjustments or shifts as you commit to complete stillness. You are exactly where you need to be. Today's practice is all about opening the heart to wholeness and forgiveness. When the body is in a relaxed state during Yoga Nidra, the mind and heart can open from the space of awareness between sleep and wakefulness. The mind, body, heart, and spirit can begin to harmonize and take you in the directions of goodwill, loving kindness, and acceptance of all. During this practice, you have the option of drifting in and out of sleep or staying awake. In either case, your brain and body will receive the benefits of Yoga Nidra. But if you stay awake, you'll be able to consciously witness the subtle interplay between the body and mind. The only thing you have to do here is follow my voice. And if your thoughts drift from time to time, like boats on a river, just tether yourself to my voice and let it bring you back to center. The practice of Yoga Nidra begins now. And now, feel the support of the surface beneath you, the temperature of the room around you, and turning your senses inward. Scan your body from the top of the head to the tips of the toes, noticing any areas of unease, stress, or tension, as well as areas of ease and relaxation. And now bring awareness slowly from the peripheries of your body to the center, to the heart space. In your mind's eye, visualize a heart of gold. A heart of gold. And from the space of the heart, let's set your intention for today's practice. Your sankalpa in Sanskrit or kavana in Hebrew. This is your innermost desire, resolve, quest in life, the direction that you're meant to go. Your intention can be a short, positive, simple statement starting with I am. So think big and broad as you allow your intention to arrive to you. No one can tell you what intention to set, but if you're not sure, consider some of these general ideas. I am loving awareness. I am open to forgive and to be forgiven. I accept myself as I am and the world as it is. I am fully present for this life. I am worthy of good things. I am wholehearted. Or simply, I am here. Hineni. Now say your intention to yourself 3 times in present tense with feeling. I am. And now let it go, like putting a letter into a mailbox. It will arrive at the right time. Let's now begin the rotation of consciousness. We're going to go on a journey throughout the body, and as we travel seamlessly from one part to the next, repeat that part in your mind and simultaneously feel that part in your body. Follow along here, but you don't need to concentrate too intensely. Now bring your awareness to the right hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, the right hand, the right forearm, elbow, the entire right arm, and the right shoulder, tracing to the collarbone. Awareness moves to the neck and connects to the heart. Now bring awareness to the left hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, the entire left hand, the left forearm, elbow, the entire left arm, shoulder, continuing to the collarbone, the neck, and turning inward towards the heart. Bring awareness to the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, all 5 toes, the foot, the kneecap, the entire right leg, the right glute, the right side body, the right chest, and turning inward towards the heart. Awareness travels to the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, all 5 toes on the left foot, and the entire left foot, the kneecap, the whole left leg, the left glute, the left side body, left chest, and turning inward towards the heart. Bring awareness to both shoulder blades and centering at the base of the neck, tracing awareness up the neck to the base of the skull, wrapping around the back of the head, the top of the head. Awareness travels to the forehead, the right eyebrow, the left eyebrow, the right orb of the eye, the left orb of the eye, the right eye, the left eye, both eyes together, the right ear, the left ear, both ears together, the nose, the tip of the nose, the mouth, the teeth, the tongue, the palate, the gums, the upper lip, the lower lip, the right side of the face, the right jaw, the left side of the face, the left jaw, the chin, the throat, the center of the chest, the abdomen, the navel, the pelvic region, the tailbone, the spine, the curve of the spine, the entire back torso, the entire front torso, the front and back torso together. Now both legs together, both arms together. Now just the right side of the body. Now just the left side of the body. Now just the exterior of the body. Now just the interior surface of the body. Now just the head. And now just the heart. Feel into the vibrations and the beating around the heart space, and allow the sensations from the heart space to branch out to the whole body together, feeling the whole body together, the whole body all together. Now let's become aware of your breath, feeling the flow of your breath moving naturally and organically from your nostrils to your lungs. Just continue breathing as you are, breathing effortlessly and naturally, maintaining complete awareness of your breath. Let's now begin the three-part breathing, counting from 54 to 1, starting with inhaling goodwill into the belly, then ribs, then chest, and exhaling forgiveness from the chest, then ribs, then belly. This is 54. Inhaling goodwill into the belly, ribs, and chest. Exhaling forgiveness from the chest, then ribs, then belly. 53. Continue counting down at your own natural pace and rhythm. And if you get off track, go ahead and start over from 54. wherever you are in your counting, go ahead and pause as we transition to awareness of polarities. Now sense where you're feeling heaviness in your body. It can be an emotional heaviness, heaviness of the heart, or a physical heaviness that's weighing you down. Sense in your body how you're experiencing heaviness and notice how this heaviness impacts your body. Awareness of heaviness. And now let it go. And sense in your body where you're feeling lightness. Sense the experience of lightness throughout your body. Lightness of the emotions, lightness of the heart, lightness of the mind, spirit, physical lightness. Just observe how the experience of lightness affects your entire body. Awareness of lightness. And now let it go. And now bring back the sensation of heaviness. Observing what it's like for you to hold both heaviness and lightness at the same time. Seeing if there's some kind of meeting place, overlap, or integration for these two sensations. And now let them both go and notice where in your body you may be feeling fragmentation. Bringing awareness to the sense of fragmentation throughout your body and see how it impacts you on all levels. Experience fragmentation. Now let it go. And now sense where you experience wholeness in your body. Bring awareness to areas of wholeness and notice how this experience of wholeness impacts your body. Experience of wholeness. And now experiment with holding both the wholeness and the fragmentation at the same time, allowing them to gradually merge into one complete experience. And now let it all go. Shift your focus to concentrate on what you can see behind your closed eyelids. Concentrating on the dark space and notice what shows up for you. Whatever imagery you see, just welcome it with curiosity, knowing that it is specifically there for you to experience. Just remain on the outside as a spectator without getting too attached to the actual content. And now, as you continue observing your experience, let's transition to visualization. I'm going to say a series of phrases, and I invite you to visualize each one as vividly as possible and experience it on all levels of awareness, your imagination, sensations, emotion, and memory association. Sunrise over the mountains. A tree with white foliage. A botanical garden. A drop of dew on a leaf. A teardrop. A pearl, a pair of eyes, your teacher's eyes, your friend's eyes, your parent's eyes, your eyes, the flames of two candles. A cornucopia of stars. The moon. The light side of the moon. The dark side of the moon. The new moon. The full moon. Celestial music. A harp. A flute, a tambourine, dance of joy, a broken vase, the shards pieced together with luminous silver glue, an emerald jewel, a beating heart. Broken heart, a kind heart, a loving heart, an emerald green light at the heart center, an open heart, healing green light emanating from the heart space. Let this light emanate and permeate all around you and all throughout your body. Let this healing emerald light travel from your heart center throughout your body, to your head, throughout your torso, to your limbs, and all the way to the peripheries of the fingers and toes. Let it restore your heart's energies. Just be here. And from your heart center, go ahead and call in your kavana or sankalpa, the intention that you said at the beginning of this practice. Repeat it 3 times with feeling and resolve, and let it resonate deeply. I am. Just be here and keep observing the workings of your mind with complete allowance. You are the seer, you are the feeler of your experience, and you are the creator of your story. And now, as we begin to return back to an ordinary waking state, go ahead and scan your body from the top of your head to the tips of the toes and notice how you're feeling at this time. In your core, in your heart, in your mind, and on the surface of your face. Bringing awareness to your breathing, allowing the air to flow in and out of your nostrils naturally and effortlessly. Bringing awareness slowly to the external environment, the temperature surrounding you, and the surface beneath you. Become aware more and more of your surroundings as you gradually start bringing back some small movements to your fingers and toes. Slowly introducing some bigger movements, perhaps rotating your wrists and ankles, stretching your arms overhead, waking up, taking your time here to slowly, gradually return to the present until you're sure that you're wide awake. And now you may open your eyes and thank yourself for making time for this practice. Extend the love and forgiveness into your day and further out into your life. The practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. If you've benefited from this practice, please take a moment to like, leave a comment about your experience, share this with someone else who might benefit, and don't forget to subscribe and follow, as it will help this podcast grow and it will help me create more episodes for you and for others. Sending you lots of love from my heart to yours. Until next time.